All right. So I don't know the recipe for success, but the recipe for failure is you trying to please everyone. Hmm. That's how we'll start today.
Let's get it. Let's get it.
What's up, y'all? Welcome to the What's Up Next podcast. I'm Justine.
And I'm Demetrius, the guru of balance.
So what am I?
I would consider you a strong voice of logic.
I can accept that. Anyway, on this podcast, we're going to take a deep dive into some interesting topics and everyday situations that we face as a young married couple.
We often ask ourselves one of three questions. What's next? What's going on now? And what the hell was we thinking back then? But don't take my word for it. Keep listening and you'll find out.
Alrighty. So, today was motivated by just the willingness, the urgency, the urge to say no. When people ask you to do them favors, when they ask you to come work for them, when they ask you to do certain tasks that you're just like, run, like, I just don't want to do that. So, story time. I think we should slide straight into story time and just get started with that. So, for those of you who know enough about like my journey earlier in the year, and I think I might have shared it earlier in the season with our podcast, was I was kind of in this exploration stage of trying to figure out like if I wanted to get a new job, if I wanted to switch what I was doing, because I was honestly just feeling undervalued where I was at, as if the work that I was doing just wasn't enough. It wasn't satisfying. I felt like I could do more. I had more skills to offer, and the money just wasn't there with my job. So that was around like February. Demetrius and I had kind of talked about it. I had been in like the interview stage with three or four places. There was one place in particularly that had kind of thrown some interest late last year, and I had kind of dodged it. And I was like, you know, when the time comes, maybe we'll rethink it. So I had approached this company and said, you know, hey, let's see what we can work out. Let me know if the opportunity is still on the table. After that had happened, I got an offer letter, which I will read to you guys. So it says, Dear Miss Justine Corte, on behalf of blank company, we are excited to offer you the full-time employment as an NSO director and district manager of the Dallas area stores at blank company. Your office will be located at blank with a start date of May 3rd, 2021. Your NSO tasks will include permitting, planning, oversight of general contractor, complete new store setup, inspection, and training. Your salary for this position is $50,000 annually to be paid biweekly. You will also receive 50% commission of all real estate deals worked on by you. Blank Company will guarantee your commission up to $35,000 annually. You will be reporting directly to the owner, Blank. Please confirm your acceptance of this offer letter no later than April 15th, 2021. We look forward to having you join our team. If you have any questions, please feel free to contact me at any time. Sincerely, Blank. Great. So, one, he just threw three job titles in one job title.
Blank.
Yes. Two, that is extremely overwhelming for the pay that was thrown out. And if you know your worth, you know that like that doesn't even make sense. Two, the $35,000 is only guaranteed if I can sign you real estate deals, like commercial real estate deals, which again, I have no problem in. I have full faith that I can do it, but that means I don't get my $35,000 until the end of the year. And then on top of that, I think the biggest issue that I had with this company was there was no benefits. There was no like 401k, HSA, FSA, like there was nothing coming with that other than the $50,000 that you were getting and the $35,000 at the end, guaranteed if nothing was signed. So
overall, you were giving up a lot.
I was giving up a lot
to get a little.
Right.
And you were uncomfortable with that.
Right. Okay. And I'm going to also say that this was the reason I was so drawn to this company. It was a black owned company, a gentleman who I was very like, I had a lot of faith in. I thought that the company had a lot of room to grow. I wanted to be a part of something that was in the baby franchising stage so I could be a part of that journey. Needless to say, that was out. So Demetrius and I talked it over. I will tell you, we replied exactly on April 15th. And by we, I mean Demetrius. The reply was blank, comma. First, I must thank you for the opportunity to work with your company. This was not an easy decision, but at this time, I am respectfully declining this offer. This is not a reflection of the brand or business, but what is it? But what is best for my current situation? Thank you, and I wish you the best of luck moving forward with hopes that we can still do business in the future. Best, Justine Corte Watts. Just had to throw the Watts out there. In unionship. So, that was the reply. An hour and 40 minutes later, we get a reply that says, definitely a reflection in the business slash brand and a lack of faith in it. But it's cool, period. Thank you for the consideration, though, period. So here's my issue. Not only did it take a lot of courage and a lot of thinking, the full, like, 10 days for me to say no, but then for you to be so, to have the audacity to, like, reply with such a, like, a hurt response of, like, I didn't accept rejection.
It's called unprofessional.
Right. Unprofessional, but like here's where I'm going today is saying no protects yourself. Being able to accept the no as an individual, it also shows a very high level of character. Mm-hmm. Of being able to say like, hey, you know, if someone says no to me, it's okay. I can keep it pushing. I'll figure something else out, right? For me, that exposed all of his character where I was like, you know, I made the right decision not to work for somebody like that because I knew if that was what you were going to say for me just saying no to the job, what could you have said if I really was working for you?
Right, right, right. When they show you who they are the first time, believe them.
Believe them, mm-hmm. Right? And going back to the quote at the very beginning, like, I just want to say, like, trying to appease everybody. I think I was caught in the rut of being like, okay, how do I appease my family? And being like, okay, I meet all the needs that we need in the household. How do I appease this man who I really don't even really know, but I really do want to work for, and say, you know, how do we kind of work out this negotiation stage? And how do I please myself? At the end of the day, it came back to myself and I was just like, I just don't want to do this. Like, this was not the right step. Literally, I think a day or two later, I had gotten like a raise from my job. Which, thank God, because I kid you not, I was about to be out. But I say that all just to say that saying no is A-okay. Like, I think you've had a lot of experience, especially these past 2 weeks, where you're trying to protect your own as well. And let's talk about that. Like, let's touch on that.
For me, I'm at 24 years old. Excuse me, 25 years old. Lord. And I am just now learning or becoming comfortable with saying no. Yeah. And saying no with confidence, and not weakening the strength of my no. Mm-hmm.
And that's huge.
Yeah. And right now it's really centered around my time and how I value it.
Yeah.
With my field of work, it's all centered around time. I mean, with anybody's field of work, I assume it's centered around time. It's our greatest asset, right? So a lot of times I was just looking at my reports for these last couple months. Mm-hmm. And I think 1 month I had 197 appointments. The month after that was 171. And I think like right now I'm sitting at 130 something. So you can see my...
the trend.
My trend of no. Yeah. Like those previous months I was really taking anything, everything. Mm-hmm. Really trying to accommodate a lot of individuals out of wanting to be that person who was like, who prides themselves on their clients being able to say, man, anytime I call on this man, he comes through for me.
Right.
But at what cost? A lot of times it was at the cost of my health. It was mm-hmm. at the cost of my relationship and quality of time spent with you. It was at the cost of whatever, you know?
Yeah, even overall family time, I think.
Overall too. Family time. Yeah. Connection with, you know, how many people hit me, hey, man, you got some time to speak? And like, You know, it's like, I'm busy, I'm productive, but at what cost, you know?
Right.
Relationships do matter, and I think, as we spoke about in the previous podcast, like, encouraging me and challenging me to uphold those as I wish to do so, right? But once I really started feeling and, I guess just understanding how much I value my time, and no became more comfortable. Like, no, I can't come in early for you. Or no, I won't go past later because I have someone waiting for me at home. Or simply, there I go right there.
Yeah.
I'm justifying why my no is. And even in this conversation, rather than just saying no. That's the habit that I've been in, feeling like people deserve to know why you're saying no, to lessen the rejection. Because me, I care about people's feelings probably too much and to a fault. So my no is, if I even say it, right? Mm-hmm. So sometimes I sacrifice my own well-being and do something I don't want to do. Then I'm learning to say no. And in that process, I'm weakening my no by not just saying it. I'm always trying to be like, hey, I'm sorry, bro. I wish I could, but got to go pick Justine up from the airport. Like, that don't matter to them.
They don't need to know that. Right.
Because it's making it seem as though if I didn't have to pick you up from the airport, I still would have been willing to do that. Sometimes I might just be, hey, bro, I'm finna go home and work out. Or I'm finna go home and relax.
Yeah. Or I don't want to do it.
Or I don't want to cut your hair anymore. Right. It's really not about.
I don't want to cut your hair anymore.
It's not about money. Just what I'm getting, the sacrifice I'm making to earn whatever dollar I'm making during that time, the opportunity cost doesn't add up for me. I'd much rather be doing the latter. So, in doing so, that's where
basic
I'm at
economics.
With
economics.
Yeah, essentially.
Yeah.
But you know, when you in the grind and you in the rut of things, you don't really understand how much you're willing to sacrifice to earn that dollar. And you're really trading your time for money. Until you come out of that mindset of trading your time for money, really ain't it.
Yeah.
And for those who are, you know, in, what would I say, in the challenge of trying to become financially free, you'll understand that concept. So what I mean by, like, not trading your time for money, that's all we do. Whether you work an hourly wage, you're on salary, service, you're sacrificing some sort of time. And I would hope that whatever your dollar per minute rate is or value is, that it's sufficient for you and your lifestyle. But if it isn't, even if it is, we definitely need to reevaluate.
Yeah.
What are...
I'm trying to think, when was, like, the first time you get to say, like, no? Like, when is the first time you learn to say, like, no, and that really means something to the other person? Like, in that moment, right? Because I just thought about the email, you saying, weakening your reason of saying no, right?
Mm-hmm.
And just the thought of, where does that sensitivity come from? Where we're like, unfortunately, no, because whatever, right? Like, where do we get this feeling that we have to provide some type of excuse, reason, behind our no?
Yeah, I would have to feel like it's people's inability to accept rejection.
Yeah.
So it's like, because I'm offended at the fact that you told me no, I'm going to make you feel bad about it. And now you feel bad. And if you care an ounce about how I feel, you go on maneuvering different next time. So if Justine asks me to do something and I tell you no, you make me feel bad for it. Depending on how much I value you in your relationship, I may have a different answer next time.
Right.
So it's all about what you value.
What you value on the latter end.
Yeah. Right. About that person or that relationship that you have with that individual or the product or whatever comes out of that union or relationship or connection. That has to be valuable in order for you to kind of change your answer. So, I think it's at its very core a socialization result.
Bingo.
Yeah.
Bingo. Like, I think you're absolutely right.
You know,
right.
Like in the household, you're kind of told no for certain things.
Yep. And it's almost like a relentless no.
You don't have the option to say. Yeah. You don't have the option to say no growing up black in a household. Like, you just
don't. No, you don't.
You don't. Hey, take out the trash. No.
Right.
Bruh, what? That's not even a thing, you know? You're going to do it, even if you don't want to. And granted, I'm not... Kids should be taking out the trash. I'm glad my mom made me take out the trash, right? That's facts. You need to learn those things. But no, just that socialization of... Or how you learn one thing, you're just going to apply it to the other. There's no discernment or being able to distinguish when I can use a no and when I can't. If I'm told no in this situation, or if I'm told I can't say no in this situation, I'm going to think that I can't say no in other. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So yeah. I think that that's where that comes from. For me personally, if I kind of look at it for what it is. How do you feel?
For me, I just think it's always just been like a... Again, that sensitivity of like, how is this other person going to feel if I say no to it? In my head, I'm already saying no. I always have the issue of how do I say the no, right? And I think a lot of that, to your point, does come from like childhood experiences of like, if a parent asked you, do you want something? If you said so vividly, and I remember this, like when you do back to school shopping, like I remember vividly going back to school shopping with like both my parents, and my dad would be like, do you like these, and I'd be like, no, I don't, and he would just always ask me why, and I'm just like, I just don't like them, like they're just not cute, like, and because I always had to give a reason why, I feel like I always have to do that moving forward in like my professional,
that's exactly what I'm speaking about.
Yeah,
that's
like perfect. In my professional world, like I always have to say no, I don't, and unfortunately it's because blank,
it is.
Or I can't accommodate blank. And there's some times where I'm like very cut and dry where I know that I can because there's other things to back me up. But like that, I would say because of that moment when I was younger, I probably feel like moving forward, I always have to do that. Which until I was in like my 20s, then I learned like, nope, you don't have to give everybody that kind of level of respect.
Yeah. So what do you think we're doing psychologically to ourselves when we are justifying every no? Like, what do you think is taking place internally to where we feel the way we feel every time we say no? Because it's like, I used to feel bad if I told a client no.
Yeah.
You know? I do things to this day.
I think not only are we weakening our no to the other person, but we're weakening our no to ourselves. Like, our no becomes less and less valuable every time we give somebody a excusable reason after it. Like,
ooh, we finna go, ooh.
Like, every time I tell you, and I told you this earlier, like, when Demetrius tells me no, it's kind of like, dang, that hurt a little bit. Like, I'm not gonna be like, what? Why? Like, he's doing it with a purpose. He's doing it for some type of reason. I don't always have to question why. But, like, if I made you give me a reason why every time, I think it would make you feel...
I wouldn't want to say no anymore.
You wouldn't want to say no anymore, so you would feel invalidated in your no, and then it would make me feel like I get the advantage over you because I'm making you give me a reason why every time. So I think psychologically you're doing something to yourself on top of the other person.
You're taking the control out of it. When you're the person in control, you're giving it to the other person, like, willingly. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, exactly. Okay. So they always say control what you can control. The no is the one thing you can always control. Mm-hmm. I can always control saying no. Right? Sometimes I can't control a yes. Like, sometimes I'm going to do it willingly. Sometimes I'm going to do it because I know that I got to get paid because I got to say yes. Mm-hmm. Like, I got to come in and cut your hair today. Yes, because I got to get paid, right? But what were you going to? Because I feel like you had a boom moment.
Because what you had said, and run it back for me one time just so in case I misunderstood or so the audience can understand clearly. But I believe what I heard you say was by justifying your no with other people, it weakens your no for yourself.
Yeah.
So in terms of discipline, I know we always go here, but oh well, this is till you're tapped into the What's Up Next podcast, you deal with it. But like, yo, nobody, what is it called? Integrity. What you do when nobody's watching, right?
Yeah.
The power of the no. If I want to go, I want a milkshake from Sonic. Knowing I don't need it, knowing I have certain things I've dedicated to myself and promised myself that I would do currently. If I lessen my no with other people and justify that, I'm gonna do it to myself.
Yeah, what you allow others to do to you, you're gonna do to yourself.
I kind of earned it this week. Like,
then my no and my discipline don't even mean anything to the person. I don't even have control of my own self.
Yep.
And so that's the part that I was like, yo, that's wild. And we can take that farther. Infidelity. You know what I'm saying? You could take that to relationships. I'm just, you spark something. If you don't have the ability to say no to other people, how are you going to say no to yourself?
Yeah.
When some you of your no some of your desires that may not be helpful to your overall goal, maybe counterintuitive to your process.
We just talked about that like a couple podcasts ago. Like setting your goals, you always give yourself an excuse why you can't reach a goal. Like you set either a realistic one or you set one that's like sky high. And then you always give yourself a reason why you can't get to this one part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's probably because of this exact reason that we're talking about right now.
Because you don't know how to say no.
Because you don't have the willpower, you don't have the discipline, and you don't have the like sense of urgency to say, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. Sorry.
If you can't say no to others, how do you expect to say no to yourself?
Yeah.
And it is necessary to be thriving in this world to say no to yourself.
Yeah.
And not in the, oh, I shoot my own dreams down. But nah, can I turn away the things that are distractions that are going to delay my journey?
So let me ask you this.
What's up?
Do you think that, and I'm going to just use clients as an example, not saying that this is the only thing in life, but for you specifically it is.
Hey.
Do you think that clients can read your ability to say no based on like the other actions that you do in life, and that's why they kind of like see how far they can get with you? Because I know as a parent,
but I don't even show them nothing else in life.
No, I know, but I'm just wondering, do you, for others that like clients that do know a little bit more about you, right, do you think that they see that as well and they utilize that to their advantage of being like, let me see how far I can kind of get? Because remember, parents would always say like, you always want to keep pushing your limits. Like, you want to push your limits. You want to keep pushing your buttons. Like,
Everything's negotiable.
Yep.
We like to say non-negotiable. Some things are non-negotiable. But more times than not.
Yeah.
Everything's negotiable. Now, and I say this, and can I? There's a podcast with Gilbert Arenas, and I forget what podcast, whose it was on. I want to let's say All the Smoke or maybe somebody else's. And he was saying how I tried to get Jay-Z to perform at this party I was throwing. And, you know, I was like, don't quote me, just go watch the podcast. But let's just use figures that I've created. He said, yo, Jay, I got 50K for you or 500K for you for a walkthrough, man. Come perform, come host, do this. And Jay-Z was like, 2 mil. Some number, right? Yeah. I don't remember what it was, but I'm sure it was millions. He was like, damn, Jay-Z, like two mil, bro? Like, why? He said Jay-Z's response was, I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it.
Yeah, so, and that was such a strong no.
It was so, he knew he had a price for what he was willing to trade his time for.
Yep.
If you didn't meet what he found worthy of his time, it was a no.
Yeah.
And so I just wanted to get that off because I feel like that's where we were going. And you asked me what allows my clients to push the limits?
Yeah.
I have entertained trying to be that guy, appease everybody. Trying to appease everyone. Like, oh yeah, bro, I'll get you in this time.
Yep.
And sacrificing what I cared about or my own health or my own time for the dollar or for them. So whether it was about the money or whether it was about, yo, just coming through for a client who really needed me. Things I do value in one way or another. It was that allowed me. So I'm like, yo, bro, could I come in? I see you got 30 minutes at the end of the day, bro. Can I just come get that haircut? You know what? Yeah, bro. Like, what is 30 more minutes added to the end of my day? Yeah. Like, but no. Like, if I'm if I have a dead stop at 7 o'clock, I don't want to be cutting until 7:30.
Right.
I don't want to do that. If I have Sundays and Mondays blocked off, I don't want to come in.
Yeah.
But there is a number that will get me in there. You feel me? And if you're not coming with that number, I can't.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I won't be seeing you that day. So it's really just like moving with principle and not feelings. That's what I'm learning right now. Like, anything that I do or my decisions that I make, as long as they're done with principles at the forefront.
Yeah.
I don't, like, feelings don't matter.
Yeah.
I don't care about how that my answer to or my denial or approval of your request makes you feel, because if it was done with principle, I'm completely content with it. Now, when feelings get involved, like, that's when we start getting emotional, and I don't, emotion in business, it don't flow.
It doesn't work.
So
it doesn't work.
and me being emotional in business, caring about how the people view me, that allowed
got me you that 170 something number in that month.
Yeah, got me doing to 197.
There you go. Sorry,
got me doing almost 200 appointments and making the most money. You know, put me in really good position. But at what, like, at what cost?
What cost? I think you honestly felt really not. And I was coming home mad. Miserable, but you were just really upset. Like, you would wake up in the morning, check your schedule, and be like, "Damn, I got to skip a workout because of this." And then you'd come home late, and I'd be like, "Okay,
I'm out of my routine. Something I value a lot."
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, not even about the money, y'all. Trust me. It's not about the money. It's not about lack of gratitude. I wake up grateful. Justine knows this. Like, I know that. I don't care if anybody leaves whether I do or not. I know I am, right? Yeah. So, and it's not, I was having internal battles.
Mm-hmm.
Mad at myself that I compromised my principles. And that I can never sit well with.
Yeah, and you probably won't go back to that.
Nah, you know what I'm saying? There's some people that tell me, like, as you get older, you know, and I ain't 30, I'm 25, like I said earlier in the podcast. But
start kicking in.
Your give a F's, your level of F's to give are almost zero to none.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
yeah.
I'm trying to get there now. Because I know that will get me, that will bring me peace.
Yeah.
Because once again, I know that it's done in principle. There's certain things I will say yes to because the vice versa. Mm-hmm. There might be situations I really don't want to do. But if I also look at my core principles, I'm going to do them.
Yeah.
Because now I'm taking my feeling out of it. And I just know, like, yo, that either meets the standard I have for myself or it doesn't.
Yeah.
And if it does, you said you was going to do it, Watts. Do it. I don't care if you don't want to hop on that call. I don't care if you don't want to go work out. I don't care if you don't want to go do this. Is it a principle? If it ain't,
it's important, it's valuable to you. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that, I mean, you wrapped it up really well. We wrapped it up really well. Rejection is not easy. Saying no is not easy. But we, as humans, need to understand how to deliver and receive both. Like,
for sure.
There is no way around this earth. Trying to appease everybody, you will run yourself into the ground trying to do it. We both know that at 24, 25. And I can guarantee you I'm not doing it moving forward.
Yeah.
Not doing it. I don't have the time. I don't have the brain capacity. I don't have the energy. I don't have it.
This is the thing I've been saying to myself. The process is simple. And I think in general in life,
mm-hmm.
the process be simple. But simple doesn't mean the absence of hard or challenge. So, like, saying no and doing what you want to do, that's simple. Like, it's simple stuff.
Yeah.
Yes or no. But the challenge that come with those decisions, that's the hard part of life.
The hard part.
So.
Sit on that.
Yeah. The process is simple, y'all. Don't overcomplicate things. Just understand your principles will make the process, I don't want to say easier because I just said it's hard, but you know what I'm saying. I think that if you move with principle, it'll make your decisions easier, but that doesn't mean the absence of hard.
I like that.
I appreciate that. Thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of What's Up Next. Season 2 is booming and rocking. I feel like we're in the groove.
Yep.
Things are going well. Justine looks beautiful. As always, me, I'm rough as always, and I love it.
I was gonna compliment him, y'all.
Really stuck in the grind. She ain't gonna compliment me, y'all. We already beyond that. Nah, but tune into future episodes every Wednesday. Yeah. We're gonna keep this thing going. We appreciate y'all and we love y'all.